led to some of the issues also. So we're looking forward to seeing what that report points out and what things might have to be done there to get it back on its feet. And with Venice on the Lake, you know, it's probably 2 years out, but those years go by pretty quickly. It's important that we have that information where we can sit down and make a good decision with the sewer district on and Rockaway Beach on what things need to be done down there so that plant will be ready. And it's, you know, it'll take time. Construction or any equipment that has to be added to the plant, you know, of course, that'll have to be designed. Could possibly have to have DNR approvals. Then you have to bid those improvements out, have to be constructed. So, you know, 2 years could go by pretty quick. So, and talking with the engineers in charge of this portion of their projects, I urge them to try to push that along and try to get that report completed as soon as they can, because, you know, months count, you know, in these type of things. The city of Marion Woods, that funding agreement was $1,327,795. They already have, in this project, they were replacing and rebuilding 8 lift station sites that had basically had lost their efficiencies due to their age and just the state that they had, you know, basically were in. Some of these lift stations were used, the equipment and the control systems used weren't antiquated at the time, but they're just highly involved systems that take a lot of care, a lot of maintenance, a lot of oversight by the operators. And just over the years, and that actually was responsible for a lot of overtime call-outs too, but over the years they've just basically aged and weren't very efficient. So we're replacing 8 lift station sites down there. The contractor, at the time of this report, had 4 of those already. They had already done startup on 4 of those systems, and they was going to start up on the 5th pump station site that following Monday. So they're moving right along with their project. The village board is happy, and the staff are happy with the contractor. Seems to be working real good with them down there and stuff. But they also have the new flow metering facility, which is good. Marion Woods and Bull Creek and Rockaway have always been into disagreements over the flow coming into the Rockaway Beach treatment facility, and that was largely due to the flow metering equipment had become in disrepair, and a lot of it had been impacted by sewer gases in the vaults and stuff. So Bull Creek's already replaced their flow metering equipment. Marion Woods is in the process of doing that. And then we have the new flow meters at Rockaway, which are yet to be installed. So that'll be really a good thing to have good, accurate flow metering for billing and operational purposes. But Marion Woods project, though, is moving along real good. Happy with how that's working out. So far, we've reimbursed $712,349 to Marion Woods in the invoices from this project. City of Forsyth, the wastewater treatment plant headworks improvements in the Y Highway Equalization Basin. That was a $1.04 million project. The contractor, Irvingbilt, they're out of Kansas City. Has completed the necessary bypass piping. They had to plumb around some of the processes in the treatment plant in order to take some of the area offline to do their work. They have the concrete footings poured for the new headworks in the lower level of the EQ basin, and they were going to start pouring the walls for the rest of the basin and the headworks probably doing it this week if the weather permits. One thing, they're getting the concrete work done in a pretty good speed, but they are waiting on the equipment to come in, so there might be a little bit of a slowdown there while they're waiting for the equipment to arrive on site to install the new grit chambers, the new screening equipment, and then the other equipment that's needed for the equalization basin. And so far, we've reimbursed $449,426 to Forsyth for that project. City of Hollister, Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project. We approved their extension for the engineering, which included the design and the bidding of the work to be done to this lift station in order to get it rebuilt, basically, and improved. That funding agreement was $20,735, and so far we've reimbursed, basically what's been reimbursed is $8,972, and we have $11,000 remaining once Terry Brashears gets me the invoices, but that work's been somewhat completed, and they were going to get that out for bid hopefully this week, and once all that cost has been incurred by the city, he'll get that information to me, and we'll get him reimbursed for that. That's the current funding agreements we have going on right now. We have some upcoming funding agreements that are out there with the cities right now. One's for the Village of Taneyville. It's for $30,290, and they're requesting approval of a funding agreement to fund the refurbishing and improvement work to be performed on the walkways, the handrails, and the other components of the wastewater treatment plant's ironworks. And this equipment, the catwalks and stuff like that, have been impacted over the years due to sewer gases. The iron's still good, but the paint has flaked off. I mean, this plant's probably going back to 98, but the paint is flaking off in different areas. There's no real serious rust issues, but there's some issues there that they do need to get it taken care of before it does become a problem. But this project would involve a crane truck having to be on site. The equipment, the walkways and stuff would have to be unsecured from the main frame, lifted off, sandblasted down, and then epoxy. Call it paint just for discussion, but it's a lot more than that. It's an epoxy coating that's specific for this type of application in the sewer gases. It's a protective coating. The sewer district's applying a lot of this to their lift stations now just to try to quell the hydrogen sulfide degradation that you run into. But this is a project we anticipated. It was one that they submitted back in September, so we anticipated this happening. The city of Branson has a funding agreement that's kind of going through the processes in which they would like to request $500,000 for two projects that they have currently going on. One is a flow equalization basin at lift station 21. The pump station at lift station 21 during periods of heavy rainfall takes a lot of infiltration and inflow. With the equalization basin, this would give them an additional 1 million gallons of storage for that to be held until the rainfall event should subside, and then that water can be, or that wastewater can be then routed back through the pump station and onto the Cooper Creek treatment facility. They have another similar basin like this over at Stockstill Park, and in times when they used to have a lot of problems with that and they had some overflow issues, it has greatly helped them to be able to control that. And that's what they're wanting to do here. Actually, they're doing it. They're just looking for some assistance from the county to help with the financial part of that a little bit. But that main project is $1.3 million. And then they have another project, and this project is to extend a gravity sewer line from Animal Safari Road up to a development, a condominium development on the west side of 265. And it's estimated at $374,000. And these are based on real bids that they've, the lowest bid's been awarded. But that's $374,000, and that was kind of stemmed from an agreement that the city made with a developer, I think it was Chris Myers, to provide sewer there. And in the meantime, the developer put money in escrow to pay for the pumps and equipment and so on, and built the wet well. And then the city, by agreement, would haul the wastewater from that wet well to the Cooper Creek treatment plant. But now it's got more developed and more populated. They're just basically got a guy running there all day long. So what they're wanting to do, or what they're doing now, is going ahead. They bid this out. Roselle Engineering designed the extension, and they're building a gravity sewer line up there. and then they will take the money that the developer had in escrow for the pumps and install the pumps and stuff and make the pump station where it will work and then pump into this gravity interceptor. But those two projects total $1.6 million, and as stated, the city will submit a funding agreement requesting $500,000 just to help go toward that funding. That'll be coming before you sooner or later. Future anticipated funding agreements, the Village of Taneyville. The village, about a year ago, you know, was notified by DNR that the stream that they discharge into their effluent into is being reclassified from a gaining stream, which I don't know how it got that classification anyway, but somehow it did, to a losing stream, which means that their discharge limits are going to be dramatically more stringent than what they've ever been used to. And the treatment plant design is a good design, but the type of limits that they have to meet now is going to require some additional equipment to be built at the treatment plant site. And currently they have HDR Engineering on board, and they are going through the process to begin design work to design a filtering unit that will be installed at the treatment plant discharge side that will further filter the effluent to remove additional suspended solids from the effluent. And they was waiting. The reason we hadn't saw the funding agreement yet was they was waiting for the DNR permit, the new issuance of the DNR permit to be released, so they'd see if there's any nutrient loading, such as phosphorus, ammonia, or nitrogen, that they'd have to meet. And so far, that hasn't come to pass. So that's a good thing for Taneyville there. But they're like, right now, they're a 40 milligrams per liter BOD and a 40 milligrams per liter suspended solids. They're going down now to like a 10 milligram per liter BOD and a 15 milligram per liter suspended solids, which that's a lot. You know, that's almost like what Branson's discharge has to meet. So it's pretty serious for a little village like that. But the anticipated cost of the project, it hasn't been bid out or anything, or, you know, it's like $684,000. And that's one that we anticipated. That's one that they submitted back in September and stuff. So we knew this was probably coming. So we'll be, in the near weeks, probably we'll be seeing something like that come to us. They've done a lot of work out there over the last couple of years, Taneyville, rebuilding their lift station sites. And they do a pretty good job of taking care of their equipment. Some of these sites have just got old. Some of the equipment's needing to be replaced or updated. And they've got three lift stations left, lift station D, F, and the Lawson lift station, which is out off of Winkle Creek Road there. And they are putting some costs together, but initially, and what we do with these incorporated areas is that our funding agreements with them are based on actual costs from suppliers, and they're based on actual bids from contractors. So what they're doing currently with that is they're getting their costs together, but they had an estimated cost of $45,000. But any of these cities, we deal with real dollars. You know, we try not to estimate anything with them, because when they ask for the money, if it comes in where they need more, then we're back trying to do an extension or a funding increase. We try to keep that as a minimum as we can. City of Hollister, upcoming funding agreements from the city is a Hidden Valley lift station. You know, we previously talked about that, that they had got through the engineering part of that project. Now this is for the construction phase. It hasn't been put out for bid yet, but they're estimating that, the engineers are estimating that is $220,000. And again, that's one that we anticipated. I'm sorry.
Guys, they're not bothering us at all.
Are you sure? I feel bad.
Nope. Don't you worry about it.
I'm going to just take him out there for a little bit.
You're fine, but don't worry about it. They're not bothering us.
Yeah, I'm about wrapped up.
I think John's bothering us more than you guys are.
Yeah, I know. I'm going longer than I usually do. Another one upcoming with Hollister is the Maple Creek Gravity Sewer Extension, and this recently, Terry Bashir's brought this to my attention. Up to where the U-Haul off of Business 65, there where the U-Haul business used to be located, and there was a couple other businesses there, they found out that they're on septic systems. And what they're wanting to do is extend a gravity sewer line across Maple Street.